When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Blair reached out. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've done an awful thing. I logged into my boyfriend's email and read some of his mail.
Okay.
Read a letter from an old girlfriend. Ooh. Asking about his in a relationship status on Facebook. His response about our relationship was less than flattering.
Oh, gosh.
Stating that he only dates me because it is convenient and I am persistent and that there is no future in our relationship.
Oh, wow.
We've been dating for over 2.5 years. I love yous have been exchanged. I also found evidence of the boyfriend involved in dating websites.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, obviously, I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how our relationship can continue after knowing how he really feels. How do I approach him? What do I say? I'm so mixed up, I don't know what to do, and he's noticed my behavior towards him is changing. I'm not as warm and friendly as usual. And he keeps asking if something's wrong. Thanks for any help you or your listeners can give.
I think, like, immediately I'm thinking, well, you just ripped the Band-Aid off, and you're like, who's this bee? Like, whatever her name is. And
oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that is a mountain of evidence
Yes. She's
just uncovered that I don't think he could ever explain away. I don't even know if you need to try. Like, if it were me, I would just be gone.
You'd just be like, deuces?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
I can see
we're not working out.
Yes, yeah. I'm assuming that's his real feeling. If it's not, and he's just putting on a front because it's his ex-girlfriend, what's the point of that?
Oh, was it an ex-girlfriend? I missed that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was just some rando.
It's a letter from an old girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, who was like, hey, who are you dating? I saw you're in a relationship on Facebook. And he's just like, oh, well, you know, it's convenient. And she's persistent.
You know what?
And there's really no future there. And, yeah.
Guys are weird about that stuff sometimes. Like, I've grown past that. I've matured past that. But
Right. It's
like you always, like, for guy, and I don't know if there are any guys listening who can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's almost like you want to keep someone
hanging on, kind of
in the wings. You don't want to necessarily completely shut it down from someone or for someone, but it's like,
why
it's
not if you're in a committed relationship?
Well, but it's an ex, and uh-huh. So, and that's the other thing too. It's like, well, why? You're an ex for a reason. Why would you want to revisit that anyways? But
yes. But then I think for me, though, because you could explain that away and maybe that's not truly how he feels. It's just a front for the ex-girlfriend. But it's the being on dating websites
right.
that I think is the final nail in the coffin for me and why I'd just be like, bye.
Terry
bye-bye.
Says, I got a lot of questions. How old is the email? Because if it's an email from when they first met, things could have changed.
That is true. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's recent.
Yeah. All right. So I want to know if you've been in this situation, especially if you've snooped and found something out. How did you address it? Because I think we all know that there is an expiration date on this relationship.
Doesn't seem like it's got a future either way, regardless if that's his true feelings
yeah.
or not, or what the situation is. Doesn't look good.
Yeah. So call or text. Would love to hear your situation or even correct me from my statement. All right. 795-1997. 795-1997. Blair's group therapy, man. She got into her boyfriend's email, her boyfriend of 2.5 years, discovered that he has been talking to not only his ex-girlfriend and saying, oh, you know,
I'm convenient. Just dating her because it's convenient. She's persistent. There's no future.
But she also saw evidence of, like, dating websites. And now she's like, you know I shouldn't have gotten into his email, but how do I bring this up to him?
Yeah. Okay. So there is not one person that's just like, just talk to him. It's fine. Penelope said, not me. I'd screenshot the emails, post them on his page, break up with him via his own social media for her and everyone else to see the audacity of this man.
I'm telling you, women play chess. Guys play checkers. Now, I had said, I have matured since this sort of thought in my head, but I would think it like guys never like to completely shut off an option. They always want to have an option around. So maybe the conversation, I was just suggesting, maybe the conversation with him, because this guy is much more immature than I am now.
Uh-huh.
But maybe he's just wanting to keep his options open.
Brandon says, I'm a guy, I'm going to correct you, Ben. After 2 years in relationship, there is no excuse for that.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And I've matured too. And I'm not saying that I still feel that way at all.
Brittany says, now, it's an old email. If it referenced his relationship status on Facebook, he wouldn't have just now changed his status 2 years later, right?
You know what? That's a point.
She's offering a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. But for me, again, it's the evidence of being on dating websites. Like, yeah. If you're in a relationship for 2.5 years and you're still trolling around on dating websites, that's a problem.
Hey, Bethany.
So I unfortunately have a good story about the why she needs to bounce immediately. So years ago, I was in a relationship with a man. He, of course, I love you. We lived together, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I come across a little book in his nightstand. Apparently, he's a total chick because he has a diary. And I find an entry in there talking about an ex-girlfriend. And he's like, I still love her so much. I love her. I love her daughter.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I just wish they would come live with me and this and that. Well, I told him, I said, hey, I was just cleaning out your stuff. Accidentally happened across it. Like, what's this? He was like, oh, that's old. That's really old. You don't have to worry about it. Well, my gut told me otherwise, but I ignored it.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Sure. Within 2 months, while I was gone at a friend's house, he had moved her in, changed the locks, and kicked me out of the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wow. Out of nowhere. And when I was like, what the heck? Like, no reasoning, no rationale, no, trying to defend himself, nothing. Just, get your stuff and go.
Wow.
So Bethany, you're like, you know what? Take this as a sign. Get out.
Yeah. I mean, if she's fine, regardless of how she found it, like, no shame in your game. If you got a hunch and you feel like you need to snoop, there's probably a reason.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she happened across that. She happened across dating stuff. Like, get out. Like, forewarning, get out.
All right,
yeah,
good advice.
That's what I think too. Everyone is, there is not one person that's saying, oh, let's just talk to him about it. I'm sure there's a good explanation. Like, nobody's saying that.
I'm on the level where I'm like, girl, be a petty queen and just tell him, like, I've done some self-reflecting. I realize I'm only with you because, it's convenient and you're persistent. But I don't think we should see each other anymore. I don't think we should.
Oh, quote him.
Quote him back. That is a boss move,
yes,
right there.
Yes, it is.
Bethany, hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Oh my gosh, that is a boss move right there. That will tell him right there how and why you are leaving.
Use his own words.
Yes.
When you're breaking up with him.
Lisa said, if the poor girl thinks his email is bad, check his Facebook Messenger. That's how I found out my ex was propositioning married women and whomever else was online at 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right, so hey, Blair, the point is,
we're done here.
You don't need a reason anymore.
No,
like,
we're
you
done
just
here.
You just cut it and say, you know what? Thanks. I love Bethany's suggestion of using his own words against him.
Yes, because that then tells him why
you're
leaving without telling him why.
Yep, for sure. All right. Well, hey, Blair, good luck. And I know the end of a relationship, especially one that's 2.5 years and you've said you love him, is not easy.
That's tough because I know you're dealing with feelings of loss and that kind of thing. But it's trust. I think we're all able to see that this is going to be better for you in the long run.
All right. That is group therapy.